Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. That's Carl and Linda Bott, joined by Bad Bob this morning.
And good morning, Carl.
Good morning there, Bad Bob. Unfortunately, we're not joined by my sweetheart, Linda, who has a terrible case of laryngitis. And so she croaked goodbye to me this morning as I left. And it's kind of hard to talk on the radio when you can't talk. But hopefully she'll be over this by tomorrow. Hey, we've got a great show today. We've got any number of guests rolling in here, including our favorite motorcycle shop, Rocky's, the owner there, Bo. We'll be talking about a small business in town, which is what he has, but also how to get your bike ready for the spring. We're going to be talking about the need to read race. That's going on down at Need to Speed. We'll be discussing that with some of the people. And then at 8 o'clock, our guest will be Leonard Modi, supervisor of Shasta County. And so we can talk about what's going on with Shasta County, especially with the latest votes we've had, where they're spending, an inordinate amount of time with marijuana-generated problems. Hey, Bob, you remember when they were getting ready to buy the REU? A Reading Electric Utility was going to buy that building across from the City Hall.
Yes.
Okay. Now, they were going to pay $2.6 million for this. Out of funds, I guess that was going to be a bond, and the people rose up like a tidal wave and said, how can you spend $2.6 million on a building when you're raising our electric rates by, over the next 4 or 5 years, 50%?
It's strange how a utility can go from such a huge surplus in the bank to raising their rates. I don't understand the connection.
Well, the point is, I do understand, is that they'd had extraordinary amounts of luck and good planning so that they were able to buy natural gas and, the hydroelectric, the whole thing. Then all those contracts ran out, so they're having to pay. Even if you're still getting a decent deal, it's still so much higher. That's not the point. The point, though, is that they would just go out and say, hey, this is a great buy. This building's worth, so many millions of dollars, and we can get it for this price. And it was such a dumb thing to say. We're in the middle of a recession. We got 20% unemployment. We're fighting. We're scratching out here. And you want to spend, $2.6 million out of their fund to do that or to pass a bond issue so we have to pay for that. Anyway, the building sold. And it sold to a bunch of local businessmen who took a look at the price tag, and they figured that this is probably a bad deal. So the Reading Civic Plaza Group, LLC, an alliance of local businessmen, purchased the 40,500-square-foot bank-owned building for $2.6 million. The ownership group is made up of David Jensen, president of Reading Distributing Company, Reading Architects, Les Melberg and Dan Rossito, Albert Shuffleberger of Reading Lumber Transport, and Mike Shuffleberger of Shuffleberger Construction Incorporated. So it was a good deal, and they saw it. Now, what are they going to do with it? The point is that they could rent it out, I guess, or they could just save it for when and lease it out to the city at some point. But it's nice to know that there are people out there that can't afford to put together, $2.6 million to buy a building. And again, it appears that, people said that the building cost $10 million to build. I'm not sure if that's right. But it's funny how you see, it's not funny, I guess, but, you see a lot of the same names here in Reading. It's a small town that are involved with a lot of things. Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460. Join us when we come back. We're going to start talking healthcare. We're going to start talking a number of other little things that happen before our guests roll in. Join us after these messages.
With the cold winds of Windsor blowing, it's hard to believe that spring is just around the corner. Is your home and office warm? Will they be cool this summer? If not, give us a call at Timberline Heating and Air. We're your Carrier heating and cooling experts, and we can install a new, more efficient HVAC unit in your home or office for much less than you might expect. And with tax credits and local utility rebates, at Timberline, we offer total savings up to $3,700. As your local factory authorized Carrier dealer, who better to call for an estimate on a new Carrier system to save you hundreds of dollars in future energy costs? Whether you need a new comfort system or a system checkup and repair, give Timberline a call for a complete and honest estimate on the Carrier system that will pay for itself in year-round utility savings and provide you with a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. We've been around longer, we work harder with the best value, we have the best warranty, and nobody does heating and air conditioning better. Stay warm this winter and cool next summer with a Carrier unit when you turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air. 221-2222.
Hi, Joe Adamson with Adamson's Peak Performance. Ladies, how are you fitting into your favorite pair of jeans? At Adamson's Peak Performance, we've got fitness solutions, including personal training, small group personal training, the Take Shape for Life nutrition and weight loss program, and now the Skinny Jeans Women's Boot Camp program. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006. Get the details, get in the program, and get back into those jeans. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006.
Dr. William Farrell is a family dentist with over 30 years of experience in all phases of dentistry, including sedation dentistry for those who are among the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist. Whether it's a broken tooth that needs to be fixed, yellow teeth that need whitening, or pain that needs to be eliminated, Dr. William Farrell and his experienced staff can help you regain your health and a fabulous smile. Here's what a patient wrote to Dr. Farrell.
Dr. Farrell, thank you so much for accepting me as a new patient, fixing my big problem on the spot, and establishing a treatment plan that made sense and was affordable. You and your wonderful staff carefully explained my options and allowed me choices. You listened to me. I was so surprised when you called to see how I was doing last night. Thanks again.
Dr. Farrell served in both the Marine Corps and the Navy and offers special consideration to veterans. And to accommodate busy schedules, Dr. Farrell offers evening and Saturday appointments. Call Dr. William Farrell at 547-5757 or visit his website, palosidrodentistry.com.
Hey, this is Carl and the Bot. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR1460.com. Our guest Thursday will be Supervisor Leonard Modi. Ask him about the latest decision on marijuana in Shasta County, more or less. Our other guests will include Bo, the owner of Rocky Cycle Shop, will tell you how to get ready for the spring riding. That's Carl and Linda Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR1460.com. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Hey, we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. You know, it's always interesting to hear your own commercial being played right before you start talking. Usually those things end around, midnight. So I guess we'll go back and tweak that one a little bit. Hey, there is a, before we get to the healthcare plan, There was a school back on the East Coast, I believe it's New Jersey, that went in and the school board has voted to fire every teacher in the school. Not part of them, not a third of them, but to fire every teacher in the school because the test and the grades and where their children stand as far as a national education test are so low. And people in the 11th grade are reading at a 6th grade level, you know, the whole shooting match. So they said, you know, here's one of the things we want you to do is we want you to, you know, stay another hour after school to help these people, to mentor and to tutor. And the teachers refused, said, not unless you pay us. And so, you know, that started it. And the teachers union says, we're not staying unless you pay us more. The school board is saying, wait a minute, we're not getting what we paid for our money already, and it's gone downhill from there. So they've sent notice that all teachers are being fired. I find that really interesting. I don't know if that's going to, stick. But, if they've had warnings, and this is not like the first year it's happened, and it's been happening a couple of years, you got to do something, right? So do you fire all the teachers? What part do the students have in this? Or I guess I should say, what part do the parents have in this? Can you how much of the burden to teach a student is on the teacher, and how much of it should be on the family? And if the family's not reinforcing what's going on in school, you know, the student comes home, the student's not paying attention, doesn't do his homework, does the teacher deserve to lose their job? Or should they be such a motivational force then? The students just can't wait to learn. They line up in the morning just to get into the class. They stay late at night to clean up the room so that they can be ready for the next day because it's such a great class. Yeah, I don't know. But firing all the teachers, to me, sounds like you got everybody's attention. Let's go to the phones. Bob, you're on.
Morning, Carl.
Hi.
I have a comment about your guest yesterday, Joel.
Our world traveler, Joel.
Yeah, the French patriarch there. he made a comment about how the French said there were no weapons of mass destruction over there in Iraq.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't France and Germany involved in something called oil for food?
Yeah. Yeah, they were.
That's why the sanctions weren't working.
They made a lot of money off that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what I wanted to get across on that, okay, maybe Jacques Chirac said that they had no weapons of mass destruction. You know, the Iraqis did have weapons of mass destruction at one time. We saw them use them. And the bottom line on it is it's like this. If it was one group of people saying, you know, they've got weapons of mass destruction, and everybody else in the world says, no, they don't, that's one thing. But when you had every major intelligence service in the world, including the Russians, saying, oh, they've got them, they've got them and they can use them, you know, you got to kind of like look at all of them when you make your decision. And, you know, Jacques Chirac, I have no idea where he's coming from, except you're right, the oil for food, because that was making them, you know, billions. It's easy to look back. It's easy to look back and say, oh, this was a huge mistake, you know, instead of looking at, you know, at the time, you know, because, you know, and so many Democrats, and this is what I love, so many Democrats were, have said, I never voted for that. No, I didn't know that's what you meant. I love it. It's like this health care plan. When they get into this, they're going to go, wait a minute, I didn't know they meant that.
Yeah.
It must have been in that page. It must have been in those 100 pages that came through.
Yeah, and also, I seem to remember early in 2000 that the weapons inspectors that were going over there, they would see convoys leaving out the back door, trucks loaded up, but they couldn't stop them to inspect them. So they're admitting that they might have had the weapons there, but they couldn't, when they went to the building, they were gone because they shipped them out, moved them out.
Yeah. Well, you know, they had 6 months or 7 months to be moving those things out. Who knows where they're at? But, you know, did they have them? Yes. Did they have artillery rounds? Yes. We knew they had them. We had them. And when we fought them in 90, that was one of the big things was, you know, that's why we were all into our mob gear, you know, going across the line during the attack was there was no doubt in our boss's minds that they were going to launch, you know, some kind of chemical weapons. And indeed they didn't, but it wasn't because they didn't have them. They did have them. They didn't do it because of the repercussions that would have happened to Baghdad if they had started killing a few thousand of the of our warriors out there with chemical weapons. Anyway,
oh boy.
You know, the other thing too about Joel, you know, and I like Joel. Joel is a great guy to talk to, but he talks about the you know, safety net that the French have and the Europeans have, but look at the problems they're having right now. I mean, the euro is in deep trouble against the dollar, but the reason that Greece is on strike and they're having these problems is the taxation. He did not mention the level of taxation to the people to do these social programs. And if there is a hit on anything, on their economy, how do they fix it? You know, look at England, when doctors will work from, from 8 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon because they have their quota then.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I think that you've got to take a close look, you know, and we're going to, if we take this break, we're going to talk some more about healthcare before our guests come in. But,
okay.
Hey, I appreciate your phone call, Bob.
You're welcome. Take care.
You bet.
See you later.
Hey, you know, the thing about the healthcare thing is this. Does it need to be fixed? Parts of it, yes. Yes. No, nobody is disagreeing about that. You know, why can't a person who's got a pre-existing condition get insurance? Why is that? I mean, it's not right if you've got it at another insurance company and then you lose your job and so you go to another insurance company. Oh, I'm sorry, we can't cover you for that. That's wrong. But you know, at some point we get to this nanny state again, and just the changes that will happen are so extraordinary. I don't think anybody on either side can grasp just how big this could be if you change this entire system. Right now, the Social Security system is getting ready to make a huge change. We'll talk about that as soon as we get back from this break. This is Carl on the Bottom, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
At North Valley Bank, we have proudly served the people and businesses of Northern California for 37 years. Our lifeblood is the connection we have with our customers and the communities we serve. Chances are the next time you're out in the community, you'll see that our North Valley Bank officers and staff are right where you are, where it matters most, helping us do our part to keep the community healthy. Thank you for selecting us as the best of North State. All of us at North Valley Bank are thrilled to win this award for the fourth year in a row. Winning takes hard work, and that's what we do best. Providing award-winning service to our customers, building teams to support local events, or donating our time, we're a part of our communities in every way. This award motivates us to continue to find new and different ways to get better each year and give our customers even more. Stop in or call and see how you can get more with us. North Valley Bank, best of North State, 4 years running. Member FDIC.
Join your community in a cooperative effort to support and honor our veterans. That's what NorCalVets.com is all about. If you're a business, an individual, or a group that offers any type of discount to veterans past and present, NorCalVets.com will provide free of charge a link to your website, description of your services or products you provide, and any discounting or additional services rendered to veterans. NorCalVets.com is all about our community supporting those that have defended our country. NorCalVets.com believes we should not only support our veterans and their families, but also those companies, individuals, and groups that support veterans. For more information, please visit NorCalVets.com and scroll to the bottom of the page for contact information. NorCalVets.com.
Mozart toast, these are so very great.
They know they're quite nutritious
and so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes
and soon you'll realize how impactful your kids in popping the arts can be.
They'll get better grades, make more friends, express their individuality. When they learn to play some music and or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAMM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. That was a great lead-in. Bob's hands go up in the air. Phone lines are 605-4567. Our website's KCNR1460.com, and we're streaming over that. You just go to our Free Fire Radio website, see who our guests are, see our archives and everything there. You know, I said when I left that could be a huge change. You know, I was talking to a doctor yesterday, and it appears that there's going to be a vote or a non-vote taken in Congress, which means that potentially, there could be a 20% cut in payments to doctors for Medicare. And I said Social Security, I meant Medicare. And if this happens, this could have a severe impact on a lot of the medical community. We're going to talk about that later. We have a guest here, and his name is Curtis barbaric. And lean in there close to that, to the microphone there, Curtis. Curtis represents the Kiwanis Club and the Need to Read, which begins on, I guess, is Monday, March 1st.
That's right, this Monday.
Okay, now, this is we have a number of city...
Local leaders. They're going to be racing, yes.
Right, and they're going to be racing at Need to Speed. And now, if you've not gone to Need to Speed and race there, you are missing a great time.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't want you to, but you can bump. You know, Linda has put me into the wall. I don't know how many times. You know, I'll be in front. Next thing I know, she's got me up against the wall, screaming for mercy. Okay, how does this work, Gers?
Well, we have several different celebrities or local leaders racing, including Jerry Benito, Tom Basenko, Mike Krueger, Monty Height, Kurt Starman, and Butch Brown. And everyone can buy a ticket. It's $5 for a ticket. And then if you happen to pick the winner, everybody who picks the winner, they go in a stack, and that goes into a hopper, and one ticket is drawn. And the winner receives two tickets to the NASCAR Toyota Save Mart 350 at Infineon on June 20th on Sunday.
Oh, okay. So you get to go to a NASCAR race.
That's right.
Oh, okay. So Benito and Starman and Sheriff Basenko.
That's right.
Okay, now who do you think's the best chance here?
Who do I think is the best chance? Well, you would think the Highway Patrol guy would, you know, maybe have. Yeah, you would think he would have some experience with that. But inside information tells me that Mike Krueger is quite the competitive guy. So,
have you ever seen this man break dance?
No, I have not.
I tell you what, he's a man of many surprises, this Mike Krueger. It doesn't surprise me that he would be doing that. And he would probably push the envelope a little bit, too, that I think that maybe Benito wouldn't.
Okay.
Or Basenko, that they're kind of like, okay, we're going to be driving down here. Now, Starman, we're not sure which way Starman's going to go.
I have no idea.
Nobody knows which way Starman goes.
No, right. He could be the dark horse.
Keep smiling, Kurt. All right, so this happens Monday. Now, where do they get your tickets?
Well, they can buy the tickets at Need to Speed, and they can buy them anytime up to the event. They can buy them the evening of the event as well, just $5.
Okay, $5. And this benefits the reading programs. Let's talk about really what it's for here.
That's right.
It benefits reading programs at Cypress School and Juniper Academy.
That's right. A couple of low-income schools that we really want to help out their reading programs. We've been doing that already, but we just want to continue that, and so that all the funds for this event will go to those reading programs of those two schools.
Okay, so all the funds go there. There's nothing being held back.
That's right.
Okay. And what have you done in the past? I mean, what has this done in the past for them? I mean, you provided books, mentors, teaching aids, what?
Well, just to give you an example, at Cypress Street School, they've changed some of how they do that over the years, but they would give out books to students as reading incentive programs. They would take them down to Barnes & Noble, and some of the kids said they had never even been to Barnes & Noble before, so they were able to purchase books and take those books home as their own books. And, of course, we all know how important reading is to everyone's education and development.
You know, so, I find that so amazing that some kids have never been able to buy a book, and nobody's ever given them a book. You know, I think there's in some cases their parents are very remiss in this. And the fact is that anything, I mean, it's a proven fact. If a child can read, they're going to do much better.
That's right, and that's why that's so important for us, and that's why we're doing this.
I mean, that sounded pretty simplistic. And what I meant was, if a child can read well, everything else in school falls into place.
Yes.
If they can't read, school becomes a torture chamber. And a lot of times, you can't even identify, you know, there could be dyslexic, there could be a number of things. But once these children are helped, you know, their whole life changes.
Right.
I applaud what you're doing here, Kiwanis.
Thank you.
Even though I think your list of people racing really kind of, I think they're slow. Personally, I think they're slow.
You think they're slow? Well,
I think they're slow.
You'll be it next time, then.
Well, I tell you what, you probably want to get Linda into this because she races with blood in her eye. You know, in fact, she sees Sheriff Basenko up there. He might as well just get off the road and put his vest back on. But, you know, I think this is really great what you're doing. Anything we can do to support this, of course, we will. Again, everybody, go down to Need for Speed. It's going to be on Monday, March 1st. You can buy your tickets now and you get a chance to go to a NASCAR race.
And let me just add one more thing. Anybody that comes down that evening, the price for anyone that just wants to race before or after the event is being reduced to $12.
Which is also a good deal. It's almost like half price.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate you coming in here and talking about that, Curtis. And Curtis Barbaric from the Kiwanis Club. And we'll come on down and take a look at you.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, Bruce, you're on the line here. When we come back, we'll get to you about health care. And then we're going to talk. We've got another guest rolling in here, but we want to finish up some more. We've got plenty of time to talk about healthcare and this TV show that's going on back east. This is Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news. Christmas was a happy time at Kohl's. The retail chain reporting solid holiday sales and a 28% jump in its quarterly profits. H.J. Heinz is in a pickle. Its profits fell, although the ketchup maker did say that sales are catching up in overseas markets. Strong demand for airplanes in January caused the orders for durable goods to soar, even though those orders fell for other big-ticket items. Now, Bernie Madoff is still in jail, but his name is still in the news. Early this morning, the former operations director for Madoff's securities firm was arrested. Also, Madoff's daughter-in-law, Stephanie, is asking a judge to legally change her last name and the names of her children to Morgan because the burden of having the last name Madoff. And iTunes has sold its 10 billionth song to a man in Georgia. By the way, the song was Guess Things Happen That Way by Johnny Cash. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Connell McShane.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Welcome to Five Star Bank, where we take a professional, progressive, and personal approach to every relationship. Whether you partner with us through our small business banking program, open a Capital Green savings account, or secure a home loan through our mortgage division, you'll find that Five Star Bank genuinely cares about you. Really, it's all about relationships, and we would like to get to know you better. Come on into our office at 358 Hartnell Avenue, or visit us online at fivestarbank.com. Professional, progressive, and personal. Five Star Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail-order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Bruce. You're on KCNR.
Good morning. Well, do you suppose the good old boys back there are going to have enough Kanakers to stand up if they don't scrap all that stuff down to zero and start brand new?
Well, you know, here is what I believe should happen. When President Obama gets up there, and I guess, you know, and you know, all this is to me is it's a television event. It's the last chance. It's their last chance to push something through. But the Republicans have got to come out with some plan. They can't just go, no, 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 and make them look like a bunch of idiots. You know, so what they've got to do is they've got to come up with, okay, we believe that we should be able to buy insurance across state lines. We believe that, yes, we should fix that. No, you know, that pre-existing conditions can impact on you. We believe there should be tort reform, and they should have like four or five of those and just stick to them.
Well, absolutely. But and to my mind, you wouldn't have to go, excuse me, any further than, I guess, in the original 3,000-page monstrosity would create 74 more agencies to handle all the above, and it's so vague that they can't even score it. Their own people can't score what the costs are.
Well, you know, that's it, is that where, you know, people in the United States want the health care system tweaked.
Absolutely.
I think everybody agrees to that. But $1 trillion when we're already $1 trillion is got people now. It's just like, oh, okay, it's $1 trillion. $1 trillion is a dollar bill that's gone, and it's, you lay flat, and it's 67 miles high.
Right.
That's $1 trillion. 67 miles high, that column. And people just don't, people are starting to get used to the word trillion, which is a scary thought, too.
That is, yeah. Well, but I think that people get just lulled into complaint that these guys are doing the best, but 3,000 pages of stuff that nobody seems to know what's in it and was drawn by lobbyists and special interest groups. I mean, it's really scary.
Well, let's go back to the beginning of the Obama promises and the administrations when he said, this is going to be done transparently. This is going to be the most transparent White House that you've ever seen, administration you've ever seen, which, of course, is not true. Everything's going to go on C-SPAN, which hasn't happened. You've got, if you notice that none of the pharmaceutical companies seem to be screaming, and none of the lawyers seem to be screaming, and then there's even been deals cut with insurance companies. I mean, tell me what the difference is when you've got the same problems going now, if not more, than you had before. I mean, where's the change that we were talking about?
Oh, no. The change is they would love to take that over because that would have a ton of control in everybody's life in the future. So we just hope that they have enough canockers to stand up if they don't want to play by the rules and start brand new and everybody get good ideas on the table, just say thank you and pick up their briefcases and waltz out of that building.
I don't see why. I don't see why they can't start with a blank sheet and just say, okay, Republicans, what's your main issue here? Put it down, what you think should be done. And then the Democrats put it down. I mean, I know this is simplistic, but, damn it, look at the point we're at. We're at the point where, nothing's happening. You've got Pelosi talking about, becoming an airborne warrior and coming in over the fence, and you've got the Republicans saying that we will die in the trenches before we change. That's not helping us.
No.
On the other hand, we don't want to just give up, what is it, 1/6 of the economy goes to the government, and they're already running two of the major car companies and doing a great job.
Right. I just look at it. We don't need 74 more Amtraks. So, anyhow, we hope that does. Just one quick note on the local issue here.
Yeah.
I just got to thinking, I got a tweak in my back, puffing on a little bit of marijuana there, but if I get a tweak in the library where I'm reading a book, can I light up? Or would that,
I don't think there's any smoking. I don't think there's smoking in the library allowed, whether it's medicinally or what.
Well, but I can take my medicine away from me under a point that I need it.
Yeah, but see, there's somebody asked a question yesterday we never even got to, is the smoke from marijuana carcinogenic?
See, I just thought I'd drag that up.
Well, but that's a good point. Is you're saying, I can see. What about people that are just walking down the street smoking their medicinal marijuana? I mean, can you do that?
Well, yeah, because I don't legally. Can you take their medicine away from somebody?
Can't do that.
Whether it's in a grocery store or a library or wherever, restaurant. Maybe they get a back pain in a restaurant. How about that?
Well, see,
we'll listen to the rest of these people.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. All right. Thanks, Bruce. Well, of course you can. I mean, the problem is you can't smoke in a restaurant or places like that because you can't smoke, period. And, I know CO2 is an official pollutant, but, hey, everything is. Everything is, according to the new EPA people in Washington, D.C., if you breathe, you are a pollutant. What can I say? It's not. I don't like to think of myself as a walking pollutant, but I guess I am. I think cows are a bigger pollutant, but, hey. They release much more methane gas. But then again, they they work at it. All right, let's go back to the weather today. It looks like we're having another storm start rolling in, my friends. We got a 20% chance of rain after 10 a.m. today. Cloudy with a high near 55. And the winds be between 3 and 5 miles per hour. Tonight we're going to have rain. And tomorrow it looks like we're going to have a lot of rain. We're looking at having some storms that's going to be bringing gusts of 40 to 50 miles per hour up here in the higher areas, but at least protracted winds of 40 miles per hour are expected north of Stockton to the Sacramento area to near Red Bluff. We're looking at heavy rainfall amounts, 1 to 2 inches, and a lot of snow up in the higher elevation. So today it's going to start tapering off from, you know, what you see outside right now, which is halfway decent, to rain. And then tomorrow we're going to get a lot of rain, and it's going to be a driving rain with a lot of wind. So just prepare for it. And I think it's going to go into Saturday. I think Saturday and Sunday, and it's going to start, I believe, Monday. We've got a chance of making it look a little bit better. The weather is brought to you, of course, by Ensemble Vineyards. Our favorite destination, finest wines, finest foods. They're not that far away. They're just 12 miles outside of Palo Cedro and a great place to visit. They have just become one of the places to go to here in the North State. We got to take a break here. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460.
Taking care of an elderly parent can be an exhausting job. There's no need to do it alone. Home Helpers has been there for many families in the same situation you are in. Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, describes a typical situation.
They are run down. The mom and dad are demanding so much time and attention that a lot of times when we come in, we can alleviate that stress and really help that family become reunited again because they just need a little bit of help.
The parent and adult-child relationship works best when both are independent. Home Helpers can help restore that relationship with assistance for the parent in a way that is a relief for both the child and the parent.
It's hard for kids to also be the child and the caregiver. And sometimes we can take on the role of caregiver and let that child just be the child again.
Home Helpers can provide transportation, meal preparation, housekeeping, and many other services to suit your needs. Call Home Helpers for a personalized assessment.
Want to advertise on the hottest, fastest-growing talk radio station in the North State with shows that include Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, Dennis Miller, Laura Ingram, Michael Savage, Tom Sullivan, Dr. Laura, and a Saturday lineup of local talk shows and Cigar Dave and Tom Gresham's Gun Talk.
Call me, Tammy Chadwick, at 530-605-4565.
KCNR, 1460 AM, clearly news talk radio.
Market volatility seems here to stay. What does this mean for your investments and what steps should you take? Uncertain times call for experience that you can trust. By working with your Morgan Stanley Smith Barney financial advisor, you'll gain insights that can answer these questions to make important investment decisions for your portfolio today that can help you reach your future goals. Please call Rick Hill at 223-4200. That's Rick Hill at 223-4200.
Come to the forest. It's a place not so far away. A place where you don't have to mow the lawn or babysit.
I saw lizards and squirrels and bugs.
Ladybugs, caterpillars. It's really cool, actually.
A place where you don't have to make time for free time.
Lots and lots of kinds of species here.
Out here, you may even meet the mysterious creature known as the other you. The enchanted you.
It's magic what flowers do.
The adventurous you.
My favorite tree, yes, is that one.
The free-to-be-me you. Ask your parents to take you to this not-so-far-away place. Come to the forest, where the other you lives. But first, stop by discovertheforest.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest walk-in humidor in the North State. Espresso Joe's has always got the coffee that you want, and they've got a great room next to the main stores there that you can sit down. Chairs, tables, really nicely appointed that you can use your Wi-Fi, use your computer, sit there and enjoy your coffee. Tobacco and Brew is so much more than just the Tobacco Emporium. Joe and Shelley support our community and love this community. Okay. You know, when you go back into the, you know, to the healthcare, and which is, you know, right now it's on everybody's mind here. But then, you know, then we go on to all the different things that are happening in our society. You know, and the big thing yesterday, you know, we're looking at health care, we're looking at the war in Afghanistan. I mean, you know, the NATO troops are fighting hard down in the southern region there. You know, there's been airstrikes that have killed civilians, which, of course, is not the way to win hearts and minds, of course. But then you get into things like, you know, what hits the headlines? And it's a killer whale. A killer whale that apparently killed its trainer, took it under the water and killed it. I don't know if the trainer was drowned or not, but this is of course hit the news. Oh gosh, a killer whale! They are the mammals, and gee, are they really killer whales? They shouldn't even use their, they shouldn't be called that because they're really gentle animals, which of course they're not. They're animals, and they hunt in packs, and they are predators. They're probably right at the top of the predator chain when you get into the ocean. But this leads to other questions about when we go down to be entertained by these animals that have been, in some cases, been born in captivity, and that's all they've ever known. Earlier ones, of course, were taken from the oceans. They've tried to release some back. I don't know. I think there was one that they released, and I don't know exactly how successful they were with that. But the question goes down is that it appears that this whale has been involved in maybe a couple of other incidents. And if that's true, why is the whale still out there performing? And why are people still having to risk their lives? Now, again, you know, you see so many things that come flying around at the beginning of any incident like this. You have to ask yourself, how much of this is true? How much of this is hype, and how much of this is just, you know, what people want to think? But the one thing is true is that the young lady from Indiana was killed by the killer, you know, by the whale, and it was down in Florida. And then they've shut down, I think, a couple of the other killer whale, I don't know what you call them, exhibitions, shows out in California and a couple of other places. But it's amazing how that, with all the things that are going on in the world, when something like this happens, it stops. It stops a lot. And you end up getting 10 minutes of it on national news, and you end up getting like 6 minutes here on the radio station, thinking about what impact this has. And then you have to think, well, are the animals in there, what's happening to them when they're in captivity like this? How much does it change them? Does it make them, do they start having mental disorders? We were talking to a lady yesterday that her husband raises homing pigeons, and they race homing pigeons. I mean, you know, they go up to literally from the Canadian border, and they race all the way back down to Reading. And she says in the last few years, the pigeons have been having a tough time at finding their way back from long distances, and they're trying to figure that out. But you know, it's easy probably if you just put your mind to it and say, look at all the different cell towers, look at all the electrical impulses that are floating around out there in the atmosphere, and you can see where that could probably have something to do with the homing ability of any animal that's in the air. But going back to the whale, how many of the whales there that, and they do have a more advanced brain, how many of the whales and the porpoises are affected by living in captivity like this? And how many of them are just waiting to have an incident like this? When you read about it, you have to think about that. What's better? Does it help society for people to be able to see the animals and then that way be able to protect the animals' environment? Or is it there just to make money? Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Phone lines here, 605.
In Reading introduces a breakthrough in gel sleep systems, the all-new OrthoGel Advantage mattress. OrthoGel offers the ultimate in pressure relief sleep with over 7,000 pressure relief cells in every queen-size mattress. It conforms to your ideal sleep posture without creating the body cavity you get from memory foam mattresses. You sleep comfortable summer and winter because OrthoGel is heat neutral, and Cresence provides a 20-year warranty on all OrthoGel beds. Try to find that bad anywhere else in the sleep industry. Crescent's Mattress Gallery is your exclusive store for OrthoGel, where you'll find honest discounts and the best prices every day on every bed in stock. For the best night's sleep of your life, choose your next mattress from Crescent's Mattress Gallery. Always 12 months same as cash, free local delivery, or free bed frame. And we always haul away your old bedding. Improve your quality of life with a great night's sleep every night from your locally owned Crescent's Mattress Gallery, where we keep our dollars local. 2355 Athens Avenue next to Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery. Dr. William Farrell is a family dentist with over 30 years of experience in all phases of dentistry, including sedation dentistry for those who are among the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist. Whether it's a broken tooth that needs to be fixed, yellow teeth that need whitening, or pain that needs to be eliminated, Dr. William Farrell and his experienced staff can help you regain your health and a fabulous smile. Here's what a patient wrote to Dr. Farrell.
Dr. Farrell, thank you so much for accepting me as a new patient, fixing my big problem on the spot, and establishing a treatment plan that made sense and was affordable. You and your wonderful staff carefully explained my options and allowed me choices. You listened to me. I was so surprised when you called to see how I was doing last night. Thanks again.
Dr. Farrell served in both the Marine Corps and the Navy and offers special consideration to veterans. And to accommodate busy schedules, Dr. Farrell offers evening and Saturday appointments. Call Dr. William Farrell at 547-5757 or visit his website, palosidrodentistry.com.
How did the stimulus bill affect you? Don Stack for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did bailing out financial institutions help you? Did cash for clunkers? How about bailing out the car companies? Did that help? As far as California is concerned, a study in 2006 by the Finance and Business Administration of the State University in Sacramento reports 99.2% of all employer business is small business. California taxes collected from small business were $492 billion, nearly five times the state's general budget, and almost a third of the state's gross product. The state is facing a $24 billion shortfall. There's talk in Sacramento of raising taxes, creating new taxes, taxing labor and service jobs. That seems like a sure job killer, and no way can it help small business create jobs. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. That sounded pretty funky there, your sound. We're adjusting sound today. You know, this is the best part about a new station. We have an engineer who comes in the evening and says, you know, this is playing a little bit too hot, so he adjusts it. And then the one that comes in the morning that's had it adjusted all day says, well, it's playing too low. So we're playing dueling soundtracks right now. Hey, this is Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're closing out this segment. And we've talked about health care. We've talked about the Kiwanis and the need to read. That's going to happen Monday. And we've talked about the disasters at parks that rely on animals for your entertainment. I'm not sure how I feel about that. I mean, I enjoy going there and sitting and watching the shows. You don't really think about the impact it's having on the animal until the animal reacts. And then what do you do with the animal? Do you euthanize the killer whale because it's done this and it's done it once? Will it ever do it again? Or do you just keep it in captivity in a smaller cage, which will make it even crazier? Or do you turn it loose in the ocean if it's been raised in captivity? Can it survive? That's going to be interesting to see what they do with it. Let's go back to the story that also is in the headlines, is the Toyota debacle. Or is the Toyota a safe car? And I would say that, you know, from things you read, is that it is. Has it had the problem with the rapid acceleration? And how much of the rapid acceleration is caused by poor driving? If you're texting or talking on the phone or eating a pizza while you're driving, and you know, all of a sudden you have a rapid acceleration, is it because you've just got your foot stuck in there? And how much of it was due to parts of the vehicle that needed to be fixed, such as what if it was the floor mat? And what if it was a sticky gas pedal? So then you do so those can be fixed. But now people are saying it could be electronic, where Toyota is saying, no, it's not electronic. However, their chief of sales said yesterday that when they asked him, well, the floor mat and the gas pedal, when you fix that, will that handle the problem? Is that the only thing that's wrong? And he said they weren't sure. They've got somebody on the line who wants to talk about whales. Coach,
yeah, you know.
Coach Bob, you're on, KCNR.
Hey, Carl, good morning. Nice day today. I get you work outside. Hey, you know, they don't call that whale the warm and fuzzy whale. They call it the killer whale.
Yeah.
And there's a reason for that.
Well, they, you know.
And, go ahead.
No, go on. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's okay. My take is that, you know, we have them there partially. I don't imagine it does the animal a whole lot of good, but the other side of that is it gives thousands upon thousands of people a chance to not interact with it, but get close to nature. And most people that go see those whales and any other animals perform and whatnot are never going to see them in their normal habitat. And when you can't see them in their normal habitat, I think we get separated with a buffer of, I can't think of the word I want, but nonchalance, for lack of a better word.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think it hurts us a bit to be around them in circuses and in Shamu pools where they sell a lot of concession stands. Do they make money? Of course they do. That's not an issue to me. I'm a capitalist, Carl.
Well, you know,
I don't mind them making money, and I'm willing to pay to see them.
Well, you know, and I agree. You know, you look at zoos and the wild animal parks, it gives you a chance. People will see an elephant for the very first time. They'll see a lion. They'll never have a chance to see, you know, 90% of the people or even more will never have a chance to see these animals in the wild. So this gives them a chance to see it. But, you know, but yep. The question is if does this, when you look at, you know, at the, and I've gone there and I've enjoyed it too at SeaWorld and those other places, and you see this, you know, you see the, they say that there's no tricks that they teach them that they don't do in real life.
Yeah.
They make a point of saying that. However, I don't remember ever seeing photos or videos of whales going straight up out of the water with somebody standing on their head out in the wild. And I understand that they're there to, like you said, is to let people see them, and the idea is if there wasn't money made, they couldn't do it. And then what other things are done to help the environment and to help, you know, save the environment for some of these animals? It's just that, you know what, but if you're going to do it every so often, you're going to have to expect that one of them is just going to react badly.
Absolutely, and those folks are trained with those bad boys, and I would suggest to you that every guy and gal who is expert in their business faces death every single time they get in the pool with one of those, just like a lion tamer does when he crawls into a cage with a whip.
Yeah.
They know the risks, and the public gets up in arms and whatnot, and that's fine. You know, I guess it's pretty unsettling to think that that happened in front of a crowd of people, but that's one of the risks we take, and that's why trapeze people do their acts without a net, because it's death-defying and it puts that thrill in people that they want to see.
Well, because down deep, well, you know, in those acts, you know, when you see like that, like the lion tamer and the high wire acts and and the trapeze, you kind of, you know, you're kind of like almost, are they going to fall? Are they going to fall? With,
yeah.
I don't really go to see when I saw Shamu. I don't expect to see Shamu, you know, eat the trainer. Yeah, so.
Absolutely. I'm with you there. I don't want to see the appetizer act either.
Yeah, you got your 5-year-old. Don't look at Shamu, swallow the trainer. Okay.
Yeah. Well, look away, honey. Nothing to see. Keep moving.
Yeah, that's right. Let's go over. Look at the penguins.
Don't be throwing them any black seals. Yeah. That's not appetizing. Yeah. Either, that'll ruin your lunch. Yeah. Then they won't sell anything at the concession stand. That's not good for business.
No. Hey. Thanks a lot for your phone call.
Have a great weekend. I'm out of here. Bye bye.
All right. Thanks, Bob. You know, it's, you know, when you go to those, it's the, I don't, when you go and you watch people on high wire acts and the trapeze, you kind of expect, gosh, something could happen. And you're thinking about that in the back of your mind. I mean, you don't want it to happen, but you think about it. But when you go to a park like this, you don't expect to see the porpoise come out and pummel its trainer. You don't expect the killer whale to take its trainer down under the water and keep it there for an hour. And I just don't expect that. Yeah, it's hard to explain to the kids. All right, our guest for the next hour is County Supervisor Leonard Mone, who is standing out there, and he's ready to go to answer the questions. Where are we going with our county here? We're having all the county supervisors, well, most of them, on, and we've had Larry Lees on. We're interested in where our county's going and what we can do to help the county succeed. This is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio. Join us after these messages.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. What derailed health care reform?
Politics, I think, ended up trumping practical common sense.
President Obama wants to change that, hoping his health care summit with Republicans and Democrats isn't just political theater. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson's live at the White House.
Dave, the president called on all present to spend most of this day focusing on where they already agree.
Because there actually is some significant agreement on a host of issues.
But Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander says Republicans agree the big problem is the big bill.
Our country's too big, too complicated, too decentralized for Washington, a few of us here, just to write a few rules about remaking 17% of the economy all at once.
He called on all to do health care reform step by step. Alexander saying this day is for nothing unless Senate Democrats renounce the idea of passing health care by reconciliation, the Senate rule that would ban filibusters. Dave?
As the Taliban's no longer in control in Marja, Afghanistan, a new government in place, the Afghan flag now flying, but NATO Brigadier General Eric Tremblay says it's not mission accomplished yet.
We will need a few more days to clear Marja and improve the security situation.
Killer whales have the day off at SeaWorld. Shows on hiatus after yesterday's deadly attack. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown is live at SeaWorld in Orlando. Sounds like we've lost our connection with Evan Brown, but SeaWorld, in all of its locations, has canceled the shows while they investigate what went wrong. The head trainer says today there were no warning signs before the killer whale attacked and killed the trainer yesterday. On Wall Street, a sell-off as more Americans unexpectedly file for unemployment. The Dow down 159 points. iTunes has sold its 10 billionth song.
I don't like it, but I get things.
And the Georgia man who downloaded that Johnny Cash tune gets a $10,000 iTunes gift card. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Tuna melt and fries.
Mmm, good.
Tuna melt and fries with 3% cash back.
This is great.
Tuna melt and fries with 3% cash back and no interest.
Mmm, delicious.
Anywhere you eat, from takeout to sit-down, you'll get 3% cash back when you use Chase Freedom today. Avoid interest on everyday purchases by paying in full with Blueprint. This is more than a cash back card. It's freedom. Enroll now at chase.com/freedom.
Chase cards issued by Chase Bank USA, N.A. and are subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe talking about the right time to have your vehicle serviced.
Oh, I don't know. I guess now would be good.
Now, California Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships have the Works Fuel Saver package. Oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, and more. Just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate.
So then, right now.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service. Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating dealership or mail-in rebate details through 32710.
Just tell me, is it now?
It's now, Mike.
It was in the Reagan era, but our relations with Russia haven't warmed up much since the Cold War.
The Red Army pointed its Cold War bayonets at America, and the new Russia does too. But not through threat of direct attack, the Russian president says. It's because of NATO's expansion to neighbors like Latvia, and perhaps in future Ukraine and former Soviet Georgia. Russia is about to buy a French warship, a troop and chopper carrier, which some say Russia could use to threaten its neighbors, but France is defending the sale, telling critics Russia has changed. In London, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
Two men with ties to admitted terrorist Najibullah Zazi go to court this hour in Brooklyn, accused of terrorism violations days after Zazi pleaded guilty to plotting to blow up bombs in New York's subway. The father of the accused gunman who shot and wounded two students at a Colorado middle school says his son has issues.
I think he knew better than what he did, but he was confused. I know he was confused, and he knew he was confused.
War Eagle Eastwood says Bruco talks to himself, has imaginary friends. A Facebook page hailing the teacher who tackled Eastwood as a hero has tens of thousands of members. The women take to the ice at the Olympics, figure skating and hockey on tap. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso, live in Vancouver.
Dan, Dave, it's all about hockey here in Vancouver. And go USA as both men's teams make it past the Swiss and Russia to the semifinals. We take on Canada for gold in women's hockey tonight. And can America pull off a medal in ladies' figure skating? Rachel Flatt and Mariah Nagasu are fifth and sixth entering tonight's free skate. But many are hoping that Canadian Jody Rochette takes gold in honor of her mother who died just days ago, Dave.
Well, Jeff, instead of giving out medals, American Idol will give four singers the boot. Two guys and two girls get sent home tonight as they whittle Idol down to the top 20 singers. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. Now, weather today, you know, today it's going to start raining this afternoon, anytime really after noontime today. But it's tomorrow you got to start watching out for. Tomorrow's going to be the day of the big storms. We're talking 1 to 2 inches of rain. We're talking wind gust of up to 40 to 50 miles an hour in the high country and wind gust of over 40 miles an hour coming from the south all the way into Red Bluff. So tomorrow's going to be big. A lot of rain, snow above that 3,500-foot level. So if you're going anywhere this weekend, you might want to take your chains, or you may want to even rethink it. And the weather should be hanging in there like that for most of the weekend. It's going to be a lot of rain, and it's going to start clearing up on Sunday. Saturday, you still got a chance for showers. Sunday, it's going to start looking nice. And then Monday, it looks like maybe another chance of rain, and it'll start clearing up. We'll find out. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, a place outside town that is a place to go to. It has some of the finest food, award-winning wines, and the ambiance there is just incredible. Go on out and check out Anselmo Vineyards. It's 12 miles towards Shingletown out from Palisadro. Our guest on this segment is District Supervisor, 2nd District Supervisor, Leonard Modi. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Carl. Thank you.
Well, you know, we appreciate our leaders, our elected leaders coming in to talk to us. You know, one of the reasons is even if you're not running for office, which you're not, is the fact is that we need to know. You know, we've had a tough year this past year, and this year doesn't look like it's going to be much better. Is, you know, what do you think of what's going on? Where do you think we're heading? And any ideas that you want the people to know about? Because let's face it, there's not a lot of people that head to the supervisors' meetings, and there's probably not a lot of people that watch it on TV, on Channel 11. So, but there are a lot of people that listen to the show, and from your statements can get an idea. So thank you very much for coming today.
Well, thank you. And the first thing I would add to that is I would encourage people to try to come to the meetings if they can. But if not, you know, they can always feel free to call us, email us, send a letter. All the supervisors are more than happy to sit down or get on the phone with some individual and discuss any issue they want to talk about. So we look forward to that.
That's great. Let's give a little background for people that don't know you, though. I can't imagine anybody that doesn't know you. That you've been such a fixture in this town that this is your first term as supervisor.
That's correct.
And before that, though, you've been in Reading.
I was born and raised here. So I'm a hometown boy, but had a chance to go away to school and see some other sights in the world, but decided that Reading was the place I wanted to live and came back to work here. Ended up in the police department and spent 31 years in law enforcement, the last six as the chief of police here in Reading, which was kind of a great moment for me. It could be my hometown and be the chief, so I really enjoyed that. But then I decided that it was time to move on to try something a little bit different and still serve my community. And being a supervisor gave me that chance.
Well, you have been, like I said, a fixture in this community for a long time. We're going to have to take a quick break here. And when we come back, we want to talk about what you see is going to happen in this coming year. I know you don't have wouldn't it be nice if we had a crystal ball?
I wish I did.
Yeah, so we can talk about what we think is going to be happening here in our county here in the near future or the future this year. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Hello, Redding. This is Kurt Largent of Keller Williams Realty, and I would like to invite you to listen in Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 for the Kurt Largent Show, where we discuss all things real estate. Any questions you have with regards to real estate, call or listen in, and we will do all that we can and all that can be done to answer everything there is to know about Shasta and Tehama real estate. So we look forward to hearing from you for the Kurt Largent Radio Show from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings, brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Keller Williams Realty, and Level Extermination, right here on KCNR 1460.
Ferry residents, this is Tooth speaking. I'm sorry, did you say credit? Credit Ferry? Perhaps you have the wrong number. Actually, no, I'm not familiar with the Credit Ferry. And I know all the ferries. We're a tight-knit bunch. Why don't you tell me more about what the Credit Ferry does? Maybe it'll ring a bell. The Credit Ferry magically raises your credit score so you'll be more likely to receive better interest rates? I'm pretty sure there's not a Credit Ferry. But I do know you can improve your credit rating by paying bills on time and keeping your credit card balances low. Glad I could help. Me? Well, I leave money under children's pillows. Adults? No, kids only. But I do know a good dentist.
There's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditferry.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council.
With the cold winds of winter blowing, it's hard to believe that spring is just around the corner. Is your home and office warm? Will they be cool this summer? If not, give us a call at Timberline Heating and Air. We're your Carrier heating and cooling experts, and we can install a new, more efficient HVAC unit in your home or office for much less than you might expect. And with tax credits and local utility rebates, at Timberline, we offer total savings up to $3,700. As your local factory authorized Carrier dealer, who better to call for an estimate on the new Carrier system to save you hundreds of dollars in future energy costs? Whether you need a new comfort system or a system checkup and repair, give Timberline a call for a complete and honest estimate on the Carrier system that will pay for itself in year-round utility savings and provide you with a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. We've been around longer, we work harder, we're the best value, we have the best warranty, and nobody does heating and air conditioning better. Stay warm this winter and cool next summer with a Carrier unit when you turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, 221-2222.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading. I've learned that getting and staying healthy is easier than people think. It's about making a lot of little changes. To see what I mean, join me Saturdays at 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460. Sponsored by Lazy 69 Ranch, home of my favorite grass-fed beef and pastured eggs, and East Earth Tradewinds, the North State's number one source for medicinal herbs and acupuncture.
Now, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. We may have fixed some of the sound problems. We'll find out. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is down hard today. Bad case of laryngitis and can just barely croak. Sounds like a little frog there. She says something. Eventually I'm just going to hand her something to write with because it's very hard for her to talk. And says, hey, look, just rest the throat up. You've got a lot of things that are happening here in the next couple of weeks. Phone lines here, 605-4567, and our guest is Supervisor Leonard Modi. Leonard, what's going to happen this year?
You know, it's not going to be good.
It's not going to be a pretty sight.
No, it really isn't. Obviously, the county is already facing about a $7.5 million deficit over the next 18 months. We've already started taking steps to deal with that. But I think the bigger issue for all the local governments is what the state's going to do. And I'm not convinced they're going to do anything that's going to help us. They seem to be always in constant deadlock, and they have not taken really any actions to fix problems. They've put Band-Aids on it. I mean, even last year with the fix that they made, a third of it was borrowed money anyway, which you knew would come back to haunt them this year, and it has already. So quite frankly, I think we're in, unfortunately, for maybe two more years of just being in tough times.
You know, I've heard that, you know, last year 6,000 car firms went out of business throughout the United States. And they were saying is that they're looking at 2 to 3 years before that even starts to rebound. So people that are hanging on or hung on for a year or just they look out there at what's happening and there's no way they can hang on. So it's and when you borrow money to help pay off these things or to help fix these things, of course, it's not going to work. And then the state. Is the state still going to be taking money from us this year?
Well, I think everybody's holding their collective breath to find out. I think they will. I think we don't know how much yet, but I don't see how they, unless they all of a sudden come together and have this epiphany about how to fix some things and make some drastic cuts across the state, I don't think they have any choice but to come back and try to take more money from the locals. They may try to do it in a different form, try to switch around and do the, you know, the triple flip kind of thing again, where they try to take gas tax money and use it for something else, but I think they're going to come after us, and that's going to put a real pinch on the local economy again.
There's no way to ever get that. Do we ever get that money back or see any of that back?
Well, the money that they took this last year is supposedly guaranteed to be paid back to us in about 3 years. And
3 years?
Not over a three-year period, but after 3 years, then we get a payment. And I think in this particular case, because they took the money out and sold bonds to a separate entity, we probably will get that, see that money. But we're if they take it again next time, I'm not sure that I'm not convinced they're going to get it back to us.
Well, you know, I can't see any light at the end of the tunnel here. I mean, I don't even see a train coming at us because we have seen absolutely nothing change. I have seen no cuts in spending, and I see them talking about raising taxes. You know, the latest was, I don't know if you saw that, about a soda tax, where they wanted to put a tax on for every spoonful of sugar that's in a soda or a drink. They want to tax them for it, which is going to raise the cost of those like 9 to 10 cents.
I did see a little bit of information flash by on that, and I think it just shows that they're just kind of grasping at straws wherever they can find it. And it really, I think, comes down to facing up to the facts and making the tough decisions that people sometimes don't want to make. But we're made, and look at the city and the county, both they made some drastic cuts over the last year and a half. And the locals are making the tough decisions. They realize that, you know, we can't live on borrowed money forever. I wish the state would kind of get their act together and realize you can't keep borrowing money every year and increase. It's kind of like having a house payment, and every year, instead of paying your house payment, you just borrow more money on the house, and pretty soon the payment's so high you can't make it anymore, and that's where the state's at.
Yeah, but unfortunately, the state is taking us with them, and they, you know, the state, is it going to walk away? What, we're going to foreclose in California?
Well, and I think what they're going to end up doing eventually, particularly the counties, is they're going to, I won't say walk away from services, but so drastically cut the services that they provide through the state that they'll dump them on the counties and ask the counties to pick up the slack. And there's just, how do we do that with having no money since they took it?
Yeah, I know the we've got people on the line. We'll get to them in just a second. But one of those is the mental health area that you've cut. I mean, the county's cut this down to, I mean, what, two people or something? Or
it's pretty slim. And the issue, and I found it was new to me, was that it's not a county program. It's a state program run by the county.
Right.
So it's state funds. And when the state pulls the funds out, we look like the bad guy, but basically it takes away all the funding for the local services. And you're right, it's when it comes to public health or mental health, all those areas that they're cutting back on. And quite frankly, people who need mental health, I mean, you can't. The only alternative is that you end up on the street. And then I think what happens is a lot of times they end up in trouble with law enforcement and get into the criminal justice system where they really don't belong.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to the phones. John, you're on
KCNR. Good morning. Good morning, Linda. I hope you're feeling better later on and you get your voice back and time to be singing like a bird again. Leonard, how are you this morning?
I'm great, thank you.
I have a couple questions for you. First of all, the state is going to release or has released 6,500 low-level inmates back to the streets, and many of which are being placed on a thing that I'd never heard of before called summary parole. And they're reducing the parole activities with all inmates. We, at the same time, are losing jail facilities, bodies on the streets to police these. This influx. What do you see the future being on this thing? Where do you see this going?
Well, it's not very bright at all. Quite frankly, having, you know, more prisoners released is going to put a burden on the local law enforcement agencies. And certainly, one of the answers that we're going to have to deal with eventually is having a more modern facility, jail facility, to handle those who need to be on some type of probation and spend some time in jail rather than just being let loose on the street. But like everybody else, we have no funding for that now. I am concerned that it will put a little more of a burden on our local law enforcement to deal with these individuals, because they won't be incarcerated. They'll be on the streets. And the summary probation just means that they'll just sort of be on their honor to not get in trouble. And,
well, you know, I've heard of summary probation before, but never summary parole. That's a very strange concept to me.
Well,
a person has been convicted and has done some time. They certainly need some supervision to transition back into this society.
And I totally agree with you. And it is a new concept, because exactly what you're talking about is they're just saying, well, we don't have the room or the space to keep them in prison, so we're going to give them summary parole, which means we're just going to let them loose and say, you know, behave yourself.
It's not like they were having a behavioral problem before.
and the real problem has always been is that we warehouse our prisoners, but we never prepare them when they start coming back, and that's why California has such a tough time.
I think that's what I was addressing there. I have kind of a suggestion question for you.
Okay.
The Shasta Detention Annex out on Radio.
Yes.
Has been shut down for over a year now. We're still providing maintenance services out there and keeping it up to date. If it was reopened as like a homeless facility with the proviso that the operating organization, like the Good News Rescue Mission or whatever, took over maintenance of it and allowed the people to live there on a more permanent basis that are homeless and grow food and things in the fields that are there, wouldn't that be a savings to the county in both ways, keeping them off the street and taking over the maintenance of the facility?
Well, if you're talking in reference to just homeless people now, or are you also referring to the summary parole people?
I'm talking about all people on the street, and okay, that would include them.
Well,
I'm talking basically homeless.
Yeah, I think that's a worthwhile concept to at least consider, and I think I'm writing this down because I think I'll take it back, and there may be some reasons why or why not, but I think I'd like to go find out, so I appreciate the suggestion.
I appreciate you looking into that, Leonard. That's what I like about you, is that you do take action. Have a good day today.
Thank you very much.
Bye now.
Thanks, Sean. We're going to take a quick break here. It's Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Our guest is Supervisor Leonard Modi, and we're going to be addressing issues that affect all of us here in the North County. Join us
It's clear that proper sleep is about more than just feeling good in the morning. It's a key to optimum health and prosperity. After all, we spend one-third of our lives sleeping. Recharging for the other two-thirds, we spend working, playing, and living. At Creason's Mattress Gallery in Reading, you can discover the incomparable Tempur-Pedic Swedish sleep system today and forever change the way you sleep starting tonight. Recommended by 25,000 medical professionals worldwide, this incredible mattress with a memory has the uncanny ability to conform to your unique shape and provide support to every point along the contour of your body. With several models to choose from, you can own the revolutionary Tempur-Pedic from Creason's today and change the way you sleep forever. With zero down, zero interest, and zero payments for 12 full months OAC, plus you always get free local delivery or bed frame and free haul off of your old bed. The rejuvenating sleep system you want and need is waiting for you at Creason's. Reading's premier mattress and bedroom superstore with showrooms at 2355 Athens Avenue.
Whether you're 5 or 85, there is something for everyone at the annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show and Sale coming to the Shasta District Fairgrounds March 5th, 6th, and 7th, brought to you by Taylor Motors. It's acres of fun and entertainment for any and all sport lovers, with boats, motorhomes, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, wildlife art, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, camping, and RV accessories. All that's plus kids' trout fishing pond, retriever demonstrations, backcountry horsemen, fast spin demonstrations, Dutch oven and barbecue cook-off, hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prices, houseboat giveaway, splash dogs, and Gunner the Clydesdale. Like I said, if you're a sport enthusiast of any kind, there is something for everyone to see and do, plus plenty of once-a-year sports show-only deals. The NorCal Productions Boat Sport and RV Show March 5th, 6th, and 7th, featuring the latest in sport and recreation at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, sponsored in part by Fox 20, The Record Searchlight, North Valley Bank, and Coors Light.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. You want a cup of coffee, Espresso Joe's, we'll fix it just the way you want. The girls there know how to fix everything. You want that double soy, non-foam, sweet, you know, vanilla, shake, whatever. They can do that. Instead, you know, if you can go and want just a cup of coffee, you get that there too. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. Joe and Shelley support our community. That's Tobacco and Brew. So much more than just a tobacco emporium. Our guest today is Supervisor Leonard Modi. In the papers yesterday, and we had a nice discussion about it, was the moratorium on marijuana.
Yeah, it's quite a, it caused quite a ruckus here in the North State lately. All of a sudden, you know, marijuana is the ultimate medicine, I guess, for some people. And it's, of course, for me, being former law enforcement, it's very foreign to even think of it that way. But, you know, what I try to do is look at it is when people come and talk about what it means to them and stuff, I don't doubt that for some people, using medicinal marijuana has some impact on their life that is positive, or at least they believe it does. And if that's the case, then good for them. What I worry a lot about is a number of individuals, far more than just the ones who are using it for the purpose that was intended under the Prop 215, but the others are using is as a cover just to use marijuana to get high. And so you're trying to deal with both sides of the story there, but it has been difficult. But the moratorium, I think we just looked at it and said, you know, the law is in so much flux right now. There are a number of different cases that are working their way through the courts, and you could put something in place today that could be changed 2 weeks from now, and it just seems not much sense to me to pass some kind of ordinance and have to change it every 6 weeks to keep up with the changing law.
Well, the fact that the city has got, I don't know, what, approximately 40? It could be less than that. I think it fluctuates greatly from week to week.
I have heard if some of them are going out of business. So.
Well, you know, it's capitalism at its very best. You know, the good shops will stay. The rest of them will fall by the wayside. And that's what capitalism is all about. However, I never thought when I moved here, and you know, we made the decision to come here to Reading and back in 2007, that we would be spending so much time or seeing so much newsprint or seeing our city leader spend so much time on the marijuana issue. And it all started and when Obama's administration said they were not going to touch any of the state, you know, the state's laws on drugs. Well, I guess it's, when they said marijuana, they didn't say drugs completely. And now here we are that, you know, it's causing all types of consternation. I mean, I know people that use marijuana, and they've got recommendations for it. I mean, they used it before they had recommendations, and it helps them sleep. It helps with pain. It does all those things. But I'm kind of can't help believe, kind of like you, is that there's a vast majority of the people out there that just use it just to for recreational purposes.
You know, I agree, and I think what I see a lot is for the individuals that came and spoke to us at our meeting, you know, they're very passionate about it, and they're very concerned about what will happen. But they want to also, most of them, I think, kind of conform with what the law is. But the other thing is they talk a lot about their rights. But I think what they forget sometimes is the other 50% of the people out there who didn't vote for Prop 215 who have their rights too. And one of the biggest complaints we get is from people who live next door to where this stuff is being grown, and they have to deal with the odor. They're concerned about, you know, crime that might increase because someone might try to steal something. And then also from business owners, if you're living in, have your business in a strip mall, and the place next door is selling their marijuana, and you're smelling it all day, and people won't come in your business because they don't want to smell it, then it impacts your livelihood. And so it's a balance here.
Well, we've had a number of phone calls from people that said, what's the rules on it? Because the people built this fence. There's marijuana plants, numerous plants out there. They've got dogs. They have lights on all the time, and people coming in, and they're, this has completely ruined their lives and ruined their quality of life out there.
And that's that balance I'm talking about. Yeah. It's everybody has their rights to deal with, so it's difficult.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is now. So essentially, what the board of supervisors has said is we're putting off any decision here until it's 12 weeks or it could go up to 2 years then, right?
That's correct. It's 45 days to start with, and it could be extended up to a total of 2 years, and that will give us time, I think, to let the decisions work their way through the court. This is on the dispensaries; it has nothing to do with the cultivation part, but the dispensaries.
Well, we want to talk about the cultivation parts too, because I know that Sheriff Basinko is spending a lot of time up in the mountains there working on the cultivation part. But we're talking, of course, on the people that can grow their own 6 to 12 to 100 plants. I'm not even sure anymore how much you can grow.
Well, and the state Supreme Court took the rules off of that, so I'm not sure anybody knows what that is anymore.
Oh, is that right?
So yeah, they said that the 6 and 12 limit was unconstitutional.
Okay. All right, we've got to take a break here for the news. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR. 1460.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lori London.
This became a very ideological battle.
But now a meeting of minds as the president's bipartisan summit kicks off over the best prescription for health care reform, and Republicans start off by saying, start over.
So if we can do that, start over, we can write a health care bill. It means putting aside, jamming it through. It means working together.
Republican Senator Lamar Alexander with the opening GOP statement.
If you have a better plan for making health insurance more affordable, let's hear it.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. The president says despite deep divisions, he's hoping to find common ground. Stocks are tumbling on a worse-than-expected jobs report thanks to weather-related layoffs.
First-time claims rose by 22,000 when most economists expected them to fall by 40,000.
Fox Radio's Chris Barnes in Washington. The Dow is now down 171 points. Fox News. We report. You decide.
If you're like a lot of small business owners, you have all your business info at your desk, which is fine, except for the fact that you're out on jobs, you're getting supplies, you're out getting customers. In fact, the one place you're probably not is at your desk. Well, Intuit QuickBooks Online is made for you. It makes it easy to access invoices, sales records, and customer info from virtually anywhere, even with a compatible mobile device. Intuit QuickBooks Online lets you run your business from wherever you are. Get a 30-day free trial at Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com.
The Sundial Film Festival is about to launch, and you won't want to miss the show they have this year. They've expanded their horizons with the introduction of an international films category. Also new this year is a children's film festival with films designed to appeal to the young and the young at heart. And of course, they'll be featuring the works of local talented filmmakers from the state of Jefferson. Films will be showing in two locations, the Cascade Theater, and children's films will be shown at the Turtle Bay Museum. The festival is expanded this year to 3 days of entertainment, March 10th through the 13th. For more information and for online ticket sales, visit sundialfilmfestival.com. Don't miss it.
What are you going to do about dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? A savory, mouth-watering, fork-tender filet mignon you can cut with a smile? A hot and juicy New York or top sirloin steak cooked to perfection? Deep-fried jumbo prawns? Tender ocean scallops? Crunchy, flavorful, golden brown southern fried chicken? All served with garlic bread, baked potato, or french fries, along with a big family-style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice? Yeah, in the mood? Well, then what you do about dinner tonight is do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for 70 years and serving the finest USDA choice meats aged and prepared to tasty perfection for an unforgettable dining experience. When you do Jack's, you do your best. Open Monday through Saturday for your dining pleasure. What are you doing for dinner tonight? Well, grab someone special and do your best. Do Jack's, 1743 California Street, Reading.
Start your day with America's Morning News from 3 till 6 a.m. Then an hour of news from the KCNR studios. Then it's Carl and Linda Bott with Free Fire Radio from 7 till 9. Dennis Miller from 9 to noon. Laura Ingram from noon till 3. Michael Savage 3 to 6 and much, much more. Stay with us and thanks for listening to KCNR 1460. Clearly, News Talk Radio. You're listening to KCNR 1460. Clearly, News Talk Radio.
Finally, Bob. Oh, except, hey, this is Carl on the bottom, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. I guess I was being too nice to you, and then you just dropped the sound there. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. Our guest is Leonard Modi, Shasta County District 2 Supervisor. And we want to kind of move on out a little bit and talk a little bit more about regional issues. When you say regional issues, Leonard, what do you mean by that one specifically?
Well, Reading is the kind of the hub of Northern California, and we don't have a lot of other competing cities of the same size right next door like they do in the Bay Area. So when I look at regional issues, I think that, and I think my colleagues in all the elected areas feel somewhat the same way, that at some point we're going to need to get together as a team, whether with Shasta Lake City and Anderson and Reading and the county, and say regionally, what do we want our area to become? What kind of business and industry do we want? What type of parks and open space do we want? What kind of housing developments do we want? And start pulling some of those things together so that we end up putting those particular items where they belong and not just where they pop up. I think that it will be a difficult issue because no one wants someone else to tell them what they can do in their area. But I think a cooperation could occur,
mm-hmm.
and that's going to mean along with that will be at some point some kind of tax sharing agreement to kind of resolve the issue. If you sort of had eventually you can get to a reasonable tax sharing agreement, it will eliminate this competition for do we get them in the city or do we get them in the county and who gets the sales tax dollars. And then what happens is you compete for the money versus what's the best for the area. Is it best to have the big industrial complex in the city of Reading, or is it best to have it in the outskirts somewhere where the county gets the money? Well, if you eliminate the money issue, I think you get down to more common sense decisions.
Yeah, a way of sharing. Yeah, because when they lost the Tiger Grant for the, and that's going to have a huge impact because Costco location either goes to the city or it goes to the county.
Exactly. And then we're going to fight over those dollars. And certainly the county will fight for it as well as the city. But if we get something in agreement in place, then we can kind of put that aside and get on to some other decisions, I think, that's better for the area rather than just for our pocketbooks.
It is. And that's a good suggestion, a way of sharing the tax dollars because so many people live. And you could live in the city of Shasta Lake and work in Reading and vice versa. And that.
Yeah, people live in the county and drive to the city and work there.
I'm going to be interested to see how that one goes.
Well, it's not going to be, it won't be easy, and certainly not a new idea. It's been around for a while and stuff, but I think that there is maybe a more general feeling that eventually we have to get there now than there was maybe 5 years ago.
Well, we're in such straits now than anything that and we need new ideas. We need new ways of doing things. Hey, let's go to the phones. Jim, you're on KCNR. You got a question for the supervisor.
Yeah, I was just going to make a comment on you guys were talking about the pungent odor from these medical marijuana dispensaries and people's houses. You should implement, if they have a dispensary or if they're growing indoors, they should have a charcoal filter system, and that will alleviate the odor. And I'll take my answer off the air. It's a charcoal system that filters out the smell.
Hey, Jim, is that a large one that you can buy, or is this something that you can buy it online?
I'm not really sure. I've just heard about them,
mm-hmm.
and I I've heard that people that are growing, and I don't want to be too specific here, but yeah, people that are growing pot, I know that it takes the smell out of their the area. So they really do work. So you should implement that on these dispensaries so people that are going into the ice cream store next door don't have to smell pot with their kids, you know?
Which is I think, the big problem that people were complaining about was that it's not so much that people were selling it as it was that it was impacting on their business. That's right. A good idea. That's a good idea, Jim. Thanks.
Yeah, and I know Jim is going to take it off the air here, but, you know, it's a good point, and it's something that was included in the proposed ordinances to have some kind of filtration system. I think that will work for the indoor grows. The other part of the issue is, of course, when you have an outdoor grow that's on, I don't know, maybe, you know, 200 square feet or 500 square feet or 1,000 square feet, you're not going to have a filtration system for that. But certainly for the indoors, it will help.
Well, you know, and there should be something like that, because we've talked to people whose businesses are, adjacent or even in the same building, and the smell just permeates everything, and which is kind of interesting, especially if you're selling clothing. And I can see where there could be some really anger there. And
well, particularly if your clientele is maybe an older generation who didn't grow up with marijuana, and they, you know, they just don't want to smell it or see it, and you lose your customers. Yeah. And so it's a tough one.
Well, we had one of the communes on our show a while ago. And he talked about it, and he has a couple other businesses here in Reading. He's a local man. And after he finished, he went to a store. I'm not even going to mention where. And he paid for it with a credit card, this purchase. And the lady said, "Were you just on the radio?" And he says, "Well, yes, ma'am, I was." And she says, "Well, I will sell this to you, but don't you ever come back in here again." And she just completely disagreed with him selling marijuana, and I guess she has a right to do that. It's her business, and so it has an impact on people.
Yeah, it's kind of like politics and religion. It sort of has the real polars on both sides.
Well, we're going to come back. We're going to talk politics when we get back, and why would anybody want to run in today's society? And we'll talk about a few other things. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
With the cold winds of Windsor blowing, it's hard to believe that spring is just around the corner. Is your home and office warm? Will they be cool this summer? If not, give us a call at Timberline Heating and Air. We're your Carrier heating and cooling experts, and we can install a new, more efficient HVAC unit in your home or office for much less than you might expect. And with tax credits and local utility rebates, at Timberline, we offer total savings up to $3,700. As your local factory authorized Carrier dealer, who better to call for an estimate on a new Carrier system to save you hundreds of dollars in future energy costs? Whether you need a new comfort system or a system checkup and repair, give Timberline a call for a complete and honest estimate on the Carrier system that will pay for itself in year-round utility savings and provide you with a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. We've been around longer, we work harder, we're the best value, we have the best warranty, and nobody does heating and air conditioning better. Stay warm this winter and cool next summer with a Carrier unit when you turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air. 221-2222.
You can't just hang your sign and expect customers to beat a path to your door. I'm Jennifer Haynes, Director of Marketing for NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. Our lives today are crazy busy. Most of us have a stack of deals we want to take advantage of, but time slips away from us and all of a sudden a month or two has passed by. We need reminders. There is no better reminder that is more personal or involving than direct mail. People look at their mail almost every day, but you can't send an offer once and expect us to respond. We need to be reminded of who you are and what you have to offer. Reach the correct people with the correct message at least 3 times, and they will shop in your business. NorCal Presort will take the frustration and hassle out of getting customers in your door, and you will pay less for postage. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial, just off Hilltop, or call me at 221-6895. Reach your customers and save money today at NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott, even though Linda is hard down today with laryngitis. Phone line's here, 605-4567. Our guest is Leonard Modi. We're talking about regional issues, too.
We were.
And let's go back to that. A way of tying not only Reading, but some of our cities that surround us into maybe an economic triumvirate here, something like that.
Well, I think as I think I started to talk about is, Reading is sort of the hub of all Northern California. And we need to find ways, I think, for the three cities and the county to come together to work as a team on some of the issues that we're all going to face. And when you look at, what's occurring around here, I mean, most people live in the county, live out there because they want to live in the rural setting. They don't want to have a big industrial park, perhaps, out in their neighborhood. But the cities are more, geared up for that, particularly with their Stillwater Business Park. So as you work on issues that can benefit everybody, but also share some of the gain and share some of the pain at the same time, so that we make decisions based on sound reasoning versus just what our pocketbook is going to be. And so I see opportunities for everybody to kind of come together. It's been tried before. It fell on some tough times, but maybe it's time to revisit that again and see if we can't find some mutual ground to move forward.
Well, I think that, we need to do something because, this business, the tax base is dry. Every time we bring somebody in here, whether it's somebody that works for the city, the county, the tax assessor, Leslie Morgan was in the other day, and the amount of money that we have lost in the last 2 years on sales taxes, property taxes, there's no way you can recover from that. We've got to find a way, one, of cutting costs. But then we're cutting down. We've already cut down a lot. Now we're cutting into the muscle. And even I just don't want us to see us start lopping off
arms and legs
yeah. here. Yeah. I mean, but at what point is this going to stop?
And that's maybe, I think, where with some regional planning, you find ways to come up with incentives that are beneficial to the area, but still attract new business in here. So maybe we all have to give a little bit, but we makes it attractive for some area to move in that benefits the whole area rather than just the particular jurisdiction that business moves into. And so I think it's those kind of talks that it's time for us to start having.
What about Stillwater? Even though that's out of your bailiwick, but what do you think about Stillwater?
I think it's something that the jury's still out on. A lot of people want to say it's not going to work, it's a lot of money. On the flip side, though, it could be one of those things where I told you so down the road where when things get better and you have a ready-made place to go, that it could pull in some big businesses. I still think it has a chance to be successful. I think we ought to continue to promote it, and I think it would be a really good boon for our community when it happens, and I think it can happen.
You think it still can happen?
I think so. I just don't think it's going to happen as quick as we had all hoped it would, but I think it still has a possibility of making it here eventually. And when you think about it, there are a lot of businesses that look at moving, but they can't wait the 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 years to get through all the red tape. And so that makes it very attractive.
Well, I know that you've got Nevada that's coming over hard for our businesses, and then you've got Southern Oregon that comes down and poaches a couple businesses a month out of California.
Well, the one advantage we have over Nevada is they may have some, leaner tax laws or something, but they cannot match the setting that Reading has for people to live and to work. And that's something that we have that most places don't have.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Jeff, you're on KCNR.
Good morning, Carl. Hello, Leonard.
Good morning.
I just wanted to encourage Leonard, and I know that they're in support of this, I'm relatively sure, but the coordination agreement so that we can deal with the Forest Service. I think I've even talked with you, Carl, about that in the past, but
Yeah.
We need some help to keep our roads open. You know, I've got my brother who took a Claymore in Vietnam. He's disabled and had bought a quad in order to get access to the forest, and now they're trying to take that completely away. I myself got crushed at having an industrial accident where I need a vehicle to get access, and under the new rules, it's going to make it almost totally impossible for us to have access.
You know, Jeff, you're absolutely right. The county, the supervisors do support the effort of trying to work with the coordination agreement, but and also just Tuesday at our board meeting, we passed a vote, a motion to sign on with a letter with about four other counties with some very strong wording to the U.S. Forest Service, going beyond the regional forester planner, but up the chain, higher up, to say, you know, you quit trying to close all of our roads. And they're trying to, what they're trying to do is close what they consider, what they say, level three roads, which are gravel and dirt roads, which people use for their OHVs, but also people who like to go into camp or fish. Those are the roads that they use. And they're trying to shut those off and make it so you can't take vehicles on, which is just absurd, quite frankly. And they even tried to get CHP to make them roadways and do enforcement on them. And CHP said, no way. We're not going to go patrol dirt roads.
So. The regional officer here, who is that?
Well, the regional forester for our area is a person named Randy Moore.
Okay.
The local person is Sharon Hayward.
Right.
And we've had tough times with her, and we've had tough times with Mr. Moore.
We've invited Sharon on the show. So far, no luck.
Well, and I thought we'd get a little more success out of Mr. Moore, but we didn't see it there either. So we're ramping it up to go a little higher up.
So are you going to get Wally into this?
He's been in the loop already and has already sent letters supporting all the counties on trying to keep the roads open. He's been very supportive on this as well.
So what's our next step then?
Well, I think it's to push higher up. If you can't get the local person to make a decision, you push it higher up, and that's where we're going, and we're trying to just apply more pressure on multiple counties.
Okay. Well, Jeff, did it answer your question?
It did. Thanks a lot, guys.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot, Jeff.
All right.
We got to take a break here. It's Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Tobacco and Brew is the place to visit when you're looking for that unique cigar or special cup of brewed coffee. The women that work at Tobacco and Brew are well-versed in their expertise, whether helping you choose the right cigar, tobacco accessory, or making that soy latte with no foam drink. Additionally, there is now a well-appointed room to enjoy your coffee, use your computer with the free Wi-Fi, or have a meeting with your friends or organization. Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. So much more than just a great tobacco shop.
The Anselmo Vineyards Wine Tasting Room is a sanctuary of elegance. Built on the structure of the original ranch house, you'll feel welcome in our cozy retreat. The tasting room offers majestic views of green pastures and the Trinity Range, and above all, wonderful, award-winning wines whose appearance, fragrance, and finish make your experience first class all the way. Chef John Stadelli's imaginative entrees will leave you with an impressionable gourmet experience like none other. Make a lifelong memory, satisfying all of your sensations when you visit Anselmo Vineyards, just a short distance from Redding. It will become your favorite romantic getaway. Call the ranch at 474-5546 or visit our website at AnselmoVineyards.com for lunch, dinner, and wine tasting hours. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, your destination getaway.
Market volatility seems here to stay. What does this mean for your investments, and what steps should you take? Uncertain times call for experience that you can trust. By working with your Morgan Stanley Smith Barney financial advisor, you'll gain insights that can answer these questions to make important investment decisions for your portfolio today that can help you reach your future goals. Please call Rick Hill at 223-4200. That's Rick Hill at 223-4200.
Hey, it's me, your piggy bank. Remember when you were a little kid? All the dimes and quarters in my back. Yeah, that was good times. Good times. Now, lately, I gotta be honest, you've been ignoring me. Money's been slipping through your hands like a greased pig. Get it? Because I'm a... Anyway, I know how it is. Now that you get a real paycheck, it's nice to have stuff. You'll start saving money next year. Well, I hate to tell you, but good saving habits start now. Put just 20 bucks in the bank a month. Make your own coffee at home instead of that latte every morning. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Those changes alone could save you thousands of dollars a year. Come on, I'm your piggy bank. We can be together again, me and you, the special times. Anyway, if you don't want me to cry anymore, feed me. Go to feedthepig.org for more ideas on how to save. Feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. Our guest is Leonard Modi. We've got another, somebody on the line here, but Leonard, any last thoughts here? Not that this is the only time you're going to be on the show. But.
Well, yeah, just real quick, I just would like to encourage, again, people who are interested in knowing what's going on to call or participate. I enjoy being involved in the community and talking to people about issues, and that's how we get things solved. So I just want to let people know that we're out there for you. So call us and let us know.
Great. Okay, hey, let's go to the phones. Ron, you're on KCNR.
Yes, good morning. I heard the gentleman talk about the Forest Service and closing the roads down. And are the county, or is anybody having meetings? And if so, where are they at? And so I've heard a little bit about it at the Patriot meeting, but I haven't heard any more about it for a while, so I'm interested in maybe attending a meeting or something like that if the county is having it, or if there's another meeting with the Forest Service somewhere. So anyhow, I'll take my answer on the air.
Ron, you still there?
Hey, Ron, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Could you, we're not having any other meetings, but if you could give me
I can hardly hear you.
If you could give me a phone number or something, I can call you and let you know where we're going to have meetings.
Okay.
It's not, but the county itself is not having any other additional meetings. So you got a number or something?
No, he's going to have to call you. We don't give the numbers over the air.
All right.
So if you could just call, Leonard's office, what number is that?
225-5557.
225-5557?
Yes. And get a hold of me and I'll put you in touch with the people you need to talk to.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thanks for your phone call. Okay. Before we run out of here real quick, tomorrow night, Valerie Ingmiller just jumped in here from, Jefferson Public. The Moscow Circus is going to be at the Cascade Theater. That's right, the Moscow Circus. And we have two tickets. So if you give us a call at 605-4565, not 4567, call us at 605-4565. First person that calls gets two tickets to the Moscow Circus, which is for tomorrow night. So there, I did my part. This thing about the roads really concerns me, because I've been to a couple meetings and there were people really putting out a good point about why can't we use these forests? We pay for these forests. Why can't we use it? And trying to get somebody from the Forest Service on the show is really, really difficult. Even their public affairs people, it's difficult to do.
And what's surprising to me, we're not talking about making new roads. These are roads that have been in use and people have been using for a long time. So we're just talking about using the existing roads to get to places where people.
And the big thing is what, they can't maintain them, so they want to shut them down?
I don't know if it's that or if they think they want to go back to the natural state and keep people off, out of the forest unless they just walk in and don't, leave any marks whatsoever, which is somewhat unrealistic for parts of our forest. So I don't know. I mean, I grew up camping when I was a kid all the time, and I enjoyed being out in the, doing the camping trips and stuff with my family and my parents, and I hate to see that go away.
I would hate to think that our forests are put off limits to us, for whatever reasons. I mean, it's one of the greatest deals in the world, and then to have it put off there's got to be a better way of doing it.
I agree.
So. I think we've, Bob, have we given away those tickets now?
We have indeed. Congratulations to Susan O. out in Enterprise. She's going to be going to the Moscow Circus.
There you go, Susan. Thanks for the call. We can get, we get phone calls when we're giving away tickets like that just immediately. You think, I wonder if anybody's out there. Well, there's a lot of people out there. Hey, Leonard, we really appreciate you, you coming in today. And we're trying to get, all the city council, all the county supervisors, we want to have people on that have an impact on our community. And, small businesses and pushing the veterans organizations and things, because we love this area. And we know that you all love this area.
Well, it's a great opportunity for us, because obviously when you're in the board meetings or the council meetings, you're very restricted on what you can say because it's very limited time on very limited issues. This gives us a chance to talk about a whole vast array of issues that people want, are on their minds, and get beyond just the, you know, sort of that sound bite you get sometimes, but actually talk about issues and get into the, you know, what I really feel about particular issues and in a more in-depth manner.
That's right. You know, we've got 2 minutes left here, and you know, one of the, just real quick here is we were talking offline here why people get into politics and what the, you know, and how tough it is nowadays, and even down to the local level, but probably a bit higher, on the media, how it tears up people running.
It really does. I mean, particularly you see it obviously in the federal levels, but you know, and even the state now, and even sometimes in the local, is it's like they want to find whatever you ever did wrong in your life. And it's not like people don't make mistakes, but you know, I think it discourages people who might be interested in helping our community from doing that.
Yeah.
And they walk away from an opportunity to serve because they don't want to be, you know, thrashed through the media, yeah, about all their personal life.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's why, you know, our guest tomorrow is going to be Chris Young, who's running for one of the county supervisor jobs. And we'll have his opponent on in I think next week. And this is it. You know, if you're going to run for office, so I guess you got to have a thick skin. But Chris Young will be our guest tomorrow at 8 o'clock. And then also for our town hall forum we have at Tobacco and Brew at noontime.
Well, and certainly if someone has something that's unethical or, you know, illegal, immoral, the public should know about
that.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. But they really don't need to know that.
What you had for breakfast.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the kind of where the point we're getting to that I think is very discouraging.
Yeah. You know, and this whole thing is for ratings and it, you know, to tease people. Anyway. Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.